On Palmetto Mornings, the inspiration.
She's a team player right there, man.
For Madonna's very popular song. Who knew, Laura? I mean, this is great. Boy, you can attract the attention of Madonna as well as those right here in the Tri-County.
That's right.
Your reach is very strong. Oh, my goodness. Laura is one of these community leaders in our Tri-County area that really has her hand in so many different things, just trying to make our community better today than it was yesterday. And you're very involved with the Pathways Community Center. And this is such a great facility that is up and running, almost up and running.
We are remodeling.
We're in the
second phase of remodeling the building. We've purchased the building last December, which we're very excited about. To be honest, I told the chair of our board when we got together just over a year ago, I said, you know, this won't happen this quickly. We won't be able to raise this money. We won't be able to buy this building this quickly. You know, this is just in my experience with raising money and all the in-kind donations that would be needed. And the community really rallied behind this project because it just makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so we purchased this building in 8 short months. Mm. We are remodeling the spaces for the anchor tenants, which will be Carolina Community Action, which has already moved in. Mm-hmm. They're in. The Haven, which is remodeling their space, Haven Men's Shelter, which will be able to expand their use and number of beds. And then The Rock also moved in last Friday.
Okay.
That is so great. And this is the vision of Pathways, is one central place to reach the need of those in our community.
That's correct. The idea is that it would be sort of a single point of entry. So if you see someone and they need help, you can say, go to Pathways. Mm-hmm. There are folks there ready and able to assist them, walk with them, create a pathway for them to whatever the barriers are that are preventing them from being housed.
A continuum of care, right, of service
right.
as well. And the great thing about it is, just to your point, if someone needs help, where do you point them to? A lot of times you would ask them, well, what do you need help with? I think you might want to go here, but I'm not sure, try there. And then they would go. Transportation might have been an issue. And by the time they went there, they would say, no, we can't help you. And it's like a pinball, right?
Right.
Like they just bounce around. With Pathways, they go there, they check in, they're accounted for, and all their services that they hopefully will need is in one building. So they literally just going down a hallway. And then the follow-up, which we really have never had before too much here, is there's a follow-up with these folks to say, like, hey, where are they now? Are they back on their feet, right? Or are they falling on hard times again, which is fantastic to be able to have that follow-up.
That's right. You know, one of the things we want to do at Pathways, we have over 30 partner agencies. Some of them will be there part-time. We have an office there certain days a week. Some will be there full-time. And the idea, and the new bus stops at Pathways. I would just like to put a plug in for that.
Wonderful.
My
ride,
fantastic.
Yeah. But we have clients. The bus stop is right in front of Pathways, one of the stops, and we're really thrilled about that. Is that someone can get their way over to Pathways, and then just kind of when you go into an emergency room, you don't know what you need. You know you're sick. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same idea, is that you come in, you say, I may have 3 barriers to my housing or to obtaining my disability. Whatever that is, we want to work on that with them. And that doesn't take just a minute. I mean, that's marathon work.
Right.
And so we're here for the duration, and we want to see them through. And if you need someone, it's likely they're just across the hall instead of across town.
So. It's so nice. We're catching up with Laura Holliday. She is a community leader, very involved, actually is on the board for the Pathways Community Center, as we just learned a little bit about the Pathways Community Center and where we are with that effort right there. But as part of what you all do, there's an event coming up called The Power of the Purse, right? And
that's
this is going to help so many folks in our community, including Pathways as well. But tell us a little bit about this. It's the first ever event like this, right?
It is. You know, most folks don't realize that women make the majority of funding decisions for nonprofits or charity in the household. It's been proven. Statistics tell us that. And so I wanted to design an event just for ladies to come together and really sort of have a moment of woman power in York County, where we can just talk about what we can do to support Pathways. What women can do together is amazing. Mm-hmm. when we bring a group together. And so we're doing this event for the first time. It's been very well received. We have a few seats left. It's really selling out quickly because of our trip of a lifetime giveaway. I think that's encouraging some folks to come too. But
To Thailand?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really, like you said, a trip of a lifetime. That's exciting. So you can enter to win a trip for two a girlfriend getaway to Thailand, and the trip will be October 24th through November 3rd, 2019.
That's right.
My goodness. So
that's like now.
Yeah, ready to go.
Sweet. Pack your bags.
So when you attend the Power of the Purse, you automatically are
absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Oh,
if you're
fantastic.
There, you're in the drawing.
Man, all right. So the Power of the Purse will be Thursday, September the 26th at noon, 12 p.m. at the Brakefield there at Riverwalk. And as Laura just said, tickets are going fast. There's only a few left. And tell us about the keynote speaker or the guest speaker.
This is an amazing story. Have you guys heard of Same Kind of Different as Me, the movie or the book? National bestseller. It's on Netflix if you want to watch it. The gentleman there, Mr. Moore, who came to Charlotte several years ago, met Kathy at Urban Ministries uptown and asked her about what she was doing to help her community in Charlotte. And she was volunteering, but something in their interaction just sparked her to sell her business. Okay, sell her full-time business that was very successful and start to work on Moore Place, named after him, Denver Moore. And she created this out of nothing. I mean, she's just a community volunteer with her church, going to volunteer, meets this man, changes her whole life. Mm. And she goes on to raise $10 million, creates a shelter, not a shelter, excuse me, I said that wrong. She creates a home for 120 homeless, chronically homeless individuals in Uptown Charlotte called Moore Place. Extremely successful venture. And we just want to be inspired by her because that shows anyone can make a difference. And this was not her background. She just met this man, was so inspired, and committed to this.
Just did it.
Wow.
Just did it.
Well, you can hear that inspirational story as part of Power of the Purse. It's Thursday, September the 26th, 12 p.m. at the Brakefield at Riverwalk. Go ahead and get your tickets now. They're going fast. And when you go there, you not only get an inspirational message, you get lunch and a trip of a lifetime, a chance to win that, a trip to Thailand for two, a girlfriend getaway to Thailand October the 24th through November the 3rd. And at the end of the day, you're helping Pathways Community Center right here in our backyard and helping yourself. But boy, what a great win-win situation for all of us.
Thank you. And I just want to thank our sponsor, Nateo Tours, for donating this because they are really helping us get people to this room and getting our lunch filled in. So we really appreciate them, too.
Fantastic. Laura Holiday, thank you so much. We appreciate it.